This is the Fourth Trimester Fitness Podcast, helping moms reclaim the right to their pain-free, most functional, and athletic body now. Whether you had a baby this year, 5 or 20 years ago, it's never too late for you to heal, and you're in the right place. We're talking all things fitness, nutrition, mom life, mindset, and challenging the status quo on women's health during their fourth trimester. I'm your host, Lindsay Newman. Thanks for tuning in. I am so excited to be starting this podcast and embarking on this new journey. It is all things nerve-wracking and thrilling at the same time. So thank you so much for being here and for listening. You start something new and you're like, maybe I'm going to be really crappy at this. Maybe it's going to be a total flop. And that could be, but I'm pushing those little insecurities aside and I'm here for it. And here's why. My mission is really simple. Every mom deserves to know how to recover safely and effectively from having babies. And currently, that's just not the case. I really hope to be part of a highly impactful and completely unstoppable wave of professional women in the postpartum fitness industry who step outside of the normal standards for care and rehab after babies. I love to tell stories, and I have a few up my sleeve, so let me tell you a brief story to kick this off, okay? Now, to give you a little bit of context, about 4 years ago, I was driving home from seeing a personal trainer. I had gone to see him because after I had my fourth baby, I was exercising and I was trying to certify as a group fitness instructor. But I kept throwing out my back, and I had chronic pain that would not go away. So I considered myself to be a very fit person. Yes, pat myself on the back. Through my years of having babies, I had run around 16 half marathons, one full marathon. I'd lifted weights. I'd done a lot of high-intensity training that made me feel pretty hardcore. I ran during most of my pregnancies. Again, lifted weights during most of my pregnancies. I did everything, quote-unquote, right, was what I thought, right? Have that fit pregnancy, and then you'll recover better. Yeah, I did that. But after my fourth baby, I was really, really concerned with the amount of back labor I endured during his delivery. I honestly thought that my back was going to snap in half with every single contraction. It was unbearable. And then I was amazed at just how wonky my body felt after his birth. I knew that something was seriously off. It was bad. So at 6 weeks postpartum, I went to my postpartum checkup. I was cleared for exercise. What does that even mean? We'll get into that in another episode. But I bought a postpartum program on an app that was about 10 weeks long that I could just do from home to strengthen and get back to where I thought that I should be. I did the program. Check. And I have to be honest, doing that program, there were a lot of different times that I was doing the exercises and I was wondering, am I doing this right? This doesn't feel like any work at all. Like, this feels too easy. But I did it. So check, off the list. And now obviously I was ready to dive back into my regular training and start to get back to the gym. I personally love to leave my house to work out. I cannot be around my children when I'm trying to exercise and I'm getting sweaty, bless their hearts. But if you talk to mommy while she's in the middle of trying to do push-ups or whatever it is, I might get level 10 just by default on accident. Don't ask me for a snack. I'm dripping sweat. So I was ready to go back to the gym and I was ready to get back to that level of fitness that I was really craving. So I was at the gym one day and I was with my sister-in-law, and I had taken her through a leg day, and I was doing box jumps there at the end, feeling pretty proud of myself for just how fit I could be after my fourth baby. When I jumped and I landed on the box, I instantly knew my back was toast. I was in so much trouble. And I looked at my sister-in-law and said, "I'm so sorry. I think I hurt my back. I have to go home." And by the time I got home, I couldn't get out of the car. So I had to call my husband from the driver's seat. He had to come outside and help me back into the house. I spent the next 6 months seeing chiropractors and massage therapists. I did another postpartum program on an app because I thought, oh, maybe that first one I did just wasn't very good. So I did another postpartum program. I Googled the heck out of, what is diastasis recti? Do I have it? How do you even say it? What is diastasis recti? Recti, right? How do I fix it? How do I resolve back pain postpartum? Google, tell me. And all the while, despite all of my very best efforts and doing all of this maintenance and upkeep, I kept throwing out my back. I was living in a back brace 24/7. I would even sleep in the thing. And I was so frustrated. This kept happening. One time I threw out my back while I was sitting up in bed. I went to slide up onto my pillow and by darn, shifted the wrong way, back gone. One time threw out my back while I was being intimate with my spouse. I am not even kidding. And how incredibly attractive is that? Sorry, honey, hang on. I can't move. I died. I was so embarrassed. Once I threw out my back while I was lifting my son's car seat to put him into the car, and he wasn't even heavy at that point in time. I felt like that was my life now, and this was my new forever. And I hated it. I hated where I was because my physical body was such a crappy representation of my true inner body, my true inner fire, my determination to be athletic and strong. I just felt like I was this strong-willed, determined person who was trapped inside of this broken, useless body. I was so upset. Well, finally, my mom, bless her heart, told me about a trainer that she had seen a couple of times in the past and that she knew to be pretty talented. She'd sent a couple of friends to him, and I think even one of my other siblings had seen him in the past. So she made me an appointment with him. And now we're back to the beginning of the story, where we started. I was in the car driving home from that appointment when my husband, Nate, called me and he asked me how it went. I will never forget this moment in my life. A close friend of mine calls it a pin drop moment. A pin was dropped in the fabric of my life. And as he asked me how it went, tears instantly started streaming down my face. And for the first time in months and months and months, I was feeling this really magical thing called hope. I was feeling hope. Now, if you haven't lived for any extended period of time with chronic pain, you absolutely cannot begin to imagine what hope alone can give you. For the first time in months and months and months, I could see a light at the end of a very long, very dark tunnel. I felt like finally someone, this trainer, can give me some sort of helpful information or at least start me on the right path. Like maybe I don't have to live here forever. I needed that hope. I needed it bad. My soul was absolutely on fire. A fire that I think was equal parts hope and inspiration and passion to extreme rage. It was some seriously righteous anger that I was feeling. Anger because it took me so long to get help. And I felt completely alone and unseen in my pain and in my struggles. I was so angry that all of the times I had been to doctors or, you know, chiropractors or whoever it was, whatever specialist I saw and asked for help, very little was given to me outside of the realm of injections to my back or back braces or lifelong pain medications or just keep coming back for adjustments. It was such a reactive approach to treating a symptom, back pain, when I knew there had to be a root cause. Why? Why is this happening? Why do I have this horrible back pain? So driving home, I told my husband in that moment that this is what I wanted to be. And this is what I wanted to do. I finally found that thing that this was my forever calling. I was going to become a trainer, and I was going to help women find the tools that they needed to recover and to heal the right way from pregnancy, because they are way too hard to find. And there's a lot of fluff out there. In that moment, on the phone with my husband, I literally had goosebumps all over my body. I can tell you what I was wearing. This is how much that moment stands out to me. I knew that there were other women who would need my help. And I knew in that moment that my story and my pain and everything that I had to experience and all of the downright despair that I felt, that was going to matter. That was going to mean something. A side note, come along with me on this little tangent, if you will. My kids just watched a documentary on Amelia Earhart. And I mean, I knew the basics of Amelia Earhart. I kind of knew the story, obviously. I think most of us do, but I didn't really know who she was, and I didn't really know all of her story. So as I was watching this with them, it made me realize, again, just how much women have had to really stand up and speak loudly for themselves, how much we've had to fight for throughout history. They told this amazing story about how Amelia was at an air show and there was a female pilot in the air who was doing stunts. She was really wowing the crowd. They loved watching her. But unfortunately, this female pilot had an accident during the air show and she crashed. So there started to be whispers and talk of maybe this is why women shouldn't fly and how maybe women weren't cut out for the sport. So Amelia, at that very air show, in that moment, went uninvited, mind you, into a hangar, got into a plane, took off, and amazed the crowd with her air show and a perfect landing. She said that she did it to prove that women were just as capable of flying as men. I was watching this with my kids and I was like, oh, dang, I want to be like Amelia. Oh my gosh, the absolute guts and grit of that woman were insane. I mean, the audacity that she had. I want to contribute to that. Obviously, for the love, don't put me in a plane as a pilot. But as far as postpartum recovery goes, I want to be part of the throng of voices that stands up and shows people, not just men, of course, but actually more so women, what is possible for your body and for your life. For years and years, I've heard women commiserate over peeing their pants when they laugh or when they jump or when they sneeze, and they'll even make a joke of it. They'll even laugh it off, when in all honesty, I was always pretty horrified at the thought of being incontinent in my 30s. My 30s! That's just not supposed to happen until towards the end of life, right? And here were women telling me that it was just how it was after you have babies. And I'm looking at the next 50 years of my life thinking, really? I have to live with that for the next 50 years of my life? I've seen so many women struggling with debilitating back pain or hip pain, not be able to hold their kids or their grandkids, not be able to go on hikes or do the things that they loved doing, like running or being active or playing with their kids, because their body just can't cope with it. It can't handle the added weight or strain. And I've listened to women talk about how that's normal. I've listened to women tell me how after they had kids, it became impossible to lose weight anymore and that it's normal for your metabolism to pretty much just crash and to get sluggishly slow after you have kids. You've heard all of this too. I know you have. Oh, just wait until you have kids. Then you'll get it. Then you'll understand. And if you've only had one kid, then it's, oh, just wait. Each pregnancy gets harder for some reason. I bounced back easy after my first, but it just wasn't the same after my third and my fourth like it was the first time. The truth is, we are not to be blamed for our lack of knowledge and for our poor recoveries. So if you currently are struggling with peeing your pants when you jump or sneeze, it's not your fault. Did anyone teach you how to fix that? Or did anyone even give you that little spark of hope that you could? Yeah, I didn't think so. But I'm here to be completely honest with you about what recovery should be after babies and what can be done. Because to put it pretty plainly, your quality of life really depends on it. So I guess this is why I'm here. In essence, I want to be an Amelia Earhart and show you that in order to create change in your body and change for future moms, meaning your daughters and your granddaughters, there's a few things you should do. First, you have to stop it. Stop it. You have to stop believing the lie that this is your fate, that the pieces of you that are stuck in chronic pain and feel hopeless, that is forever. You have to stop believing that's true and that you'll never get help. You have to stop believing that you can't be as strong as you want to be. You have to stop believing that back pain or peeing your pants or this mom pooch is just part of the mom gig forever. It's just how it is. Let's laugh it off because what else can you do? No, that culture needs to die. Because so long as you buy into all of this, you will never make change. Metaphorically, you will never be able to have the courage and the bravery to run towards the hangar and step into that plane. Listen to me right now. I was not lucky. Recovery wasn't easy for me. I was not a unicorn mom, as I like to call them. And while it's hard for you to maybe feel that hope, I'm now standing on the other side of it, the strongest I've ever been. And I've seen it in my own body and many bodies many times. One story at a time, I hope that we can starve out that mentality of I'm stuck, nothing will ever change, and actually start giving women hope. That we start running towards that plane and take leaps that make us extremely uncomfortable, and we challenge the way things have been done to show women everywhere what is possible. This is what women are about, and don't you dare underestimate us or give us anything less than we deserve. There is a massive fourth trimester gap in the healthcare system, meaning we are supported up until delivery, and that's it. The hospital isn't having you watch any videos on how to protect your pelvic floor or how to heal ab separation or even giving you resources for where you could go to find that help. You are given one checkup after 6 weeks. No tools, no resources, no game plan. Yeah. You've heard this a million times. I know. But why are we not shocked by that? We are left to carry the weight of our own healing alone. Emotionally, hormonally, physically, the support disappears during this postpartum period. What I found is that we don't complain about it because, one, it's all we know. And we don't want to be big whiners. And two, because it's fine and it seems fine until one day it isn't. It's fine and it seems like your body will take care of itself and heal as time passes until it doesn't. And months or even many years later, women are still dealing with the same crap, only grander scale. And now worse, because time has passed, they no longer associate their pain with postpartum because it was such a long time ago. That was forever ago. I should be way past that. Ideally, my comrades, aka my fellow women's health professionals, and I will be loud enough to start infiltrating the standard of care and to help moms gain access to the tools that they need from outside of the current red tape and lines of the healthcare system, so that ultimately enough women take back their own lives and their own power and the system is forced to make changes from within. Unfortunately, that's not the case today, but there is a shift. There are voices speaking out and waves being made. There are women jumping into their own planes and piloting their own success. Pay close attention. This is why I'm here. And I hope to use this platform to inspire and offer hope to women, that equal part hope has righteous anger to light that fire within you who are dealing with chronic pain after having kids. And if that's not you, I'm here to offer you guidance on how to become proactive in your recovery and how to become as athletic as you want to be and to bridge the gaps to where you feel stuck or where help is really hard to find. We're going to talk about fitness, nutrition, mom life, mindset, and all that health and fitness truly embodies. And I hope by being here and by listening, you feel inspired to step forward and become a stronger version of yourself. That you metaphorically run to your own plane, become the pilot of your own life, and recognize the sky as the limit. I hope that you feel encouraged to become the woman that takes a step forward to stand away from the crowd and who refuses to settle for less than adequate care and the respect that you deserve as a woman bearing children and contributing to the very future of mankind. If you ask me, you deserve the entire world. It may not be generously given to you or set in your lap, and it may and most likely won't come easy. But you can surely stand up for yourself and you can take it, even when it's not freely given. Let's kick off this journey together with a lot of extra light and hope and confidence. Having babies is a miracle. I don't think anybody would argue with me about that. Our bodies are amazing for growing and delivering life into the world. Recovering from having babies is equally miraculous. Our bodies are amazing for their capacity to heal and become their strongest ever, even after pregnancy. You heard me, stronger than ever. Don't you forget it. So come with me, climb into the pilot seat, take control of your own life. Let's stop looking at our potential from the ground. Let's take off and let's look back at our former selves from the sky. Here we go. You've been listening to the Fourth Trimester Fitness Podcast. We hope you feel empowered to take your health into your own hands and become your own greatest advocate. If you'd like more information on how you can get help to eliminate back pain, heal ab separation, and stop leaking, please be sure to follow along on Instagram at @LynzCNewman or apply for one-on-one training and nutritional coaching via the link in this podcast description.